1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21, Thursday of each month. We have our Greenwich Real Estate Report, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2025 President Brian Amon join me. Stacy, Brian, good morning. Hope you're both well.
Good morning, Tony. Hope you are too.
All right. Good morning, Stacy. Morning. All right. We'll start with you, Stacy, and I see an uptick from, it's been a while since we had an uptick from last year's numbers. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we did see an uptick. So for the month of May, we saw 59 single family closings. That's up from 46 in May 24. The single family median sale price decreased slightly to $2.7 million. It was $2.938 in May 24. Average days on market was 56, not a big change from the year prior at 53 days. In terms of new inventory, we saw 86 new single family listings brought to the market in May. That's a 14% decrease from May 24 when 100 were brought to the market. And at month end, the total single family inventory was 175 units, and that is an 8.4% decrease from May 24 when there were 191 units. In terms of condos and co-ops, we're seeing a pretty steady market there, 17 closings as opposed to 18 the year prior. When we look at median sale price, decrease of 35% to $790,000 compared to $1.2 million. Obviously, those numbers move quite a bit because we're looking at such low numbers in terms of unit sales. Average days on market, though, is 60, and that's compared to 89 days from May 24, so a much more swift moving market there. In terms of new inventory, there were 19 new units brought in May 25 compared to 18 in May 24. And total inventory was actually exactly the same, 41 units in May 24 and May 25. So when we look at where we are in terms of what's pending as of yesterday, we saw 87 single-family homes pending and 18 condo and co-op sales pending.
All right. Brian, give us some of your thoughts about these numbers.
Well, I find it absolutely, it's sort of phenomenal. Here we are. These are the closings. Now, you saw that the days on market is below 60, which means that a lot of these homes that closed by end of May, quite a few, were put under contract in that beginning part of April, where we saw a lot of market volatility. And we may have mentioned a couple of shows ago how, you know, we may have lost a bidder or two, but the three or four who remained were very focused and motivated. And here you see it, because our average sales price, the average list to sales price, closing sales price, is 104%. So even though you see median prices being down, you see in April we sold more houses than a year ago, and you see us selling them. I mean, the you know, market efficiency of the MLS is phenomenal. We're 104% average for everything that closed. So you're seeing agents doing a great job pricing their properties, and it shows in the numbers. Now, next month, we may see those who didn't quite price it as aggressively to get that kind of momentum, maybe reporting sales that are below expectations, right, because they didn't quite hit the number the first time around. But for those who did, this is the effect. When you see 104% average sales price for single-family homes, or 103, I think, for single-family, and about the same for condos, and sales numbers going up, it was a great month for us.
Brian, I want to check one thing. I know earlier this year, for the first time, I think the median sale price was above $4 million. Now it's below $3 million. Is that what is driving this increased closings?
Yes, it is. I remember that point, too, when we saw those higher price closings, you saw a longer closing period. We actually went above our 75, 80-day, 90-day closing window because they're much bigger properties and they just have that longer gestation period, longer closing period. And here we see, you know, a lower price point on median, at least under $3 million, and that is why they are easier to transact. more often, but even if it's not a contingency, there will be financing involved in the transaction. And remember, too, you know, interest rates have been kind of creeping back up. So in spite of that, in spite of the volatility, you see people grabbing homes at a fairly quick clip when something comes up that is priced right.
All right, Stacey, we'll bring you back in. Last time we talked, the legislative session had not ended. Now it has. Tell us your thoughts about some things that happened or did not happen legislatively that impact housing and the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things we are still anxiously awaiting is whether or not the housing bill will get signed. We know that CTR was very involved in a lot of the language, reviewing the language, proposing certain language to get included in there. In terms of what ended up in it, what did not end up in it that CTR opposed, things like just cause evictions, the off-street parking requirements for commercial or banning of off-street parking requirements for commercial real estate developments or increased or new real estate conveyance taxes, statewide property taxes, all of those stayed out. CTR opposed those, pleaded our case against those. In terms of things that got in that CTR helped draft or support, it includes things like first-time homebuyer savings accounts, municipal zoning votes changing from a two-thirds to a majority, and then the CHFA program to assist those with student debt through that smart rate interest rate reduction program. So overall, there are still issues in there, I think, and that's maybe where we're seeing that the governor has kind of slowed his role on signing it as well. So it remains to be seen whether it will get signed and then those issues will get addressed or if there's going to be a special session where those issues are addressed and then it gets signed later on. But overall, there was a lot of movement this last legislative session, as we can expect of any legislative session at this point. So we were very happy with CTR and their involvement in the process to make sure that homeowners' rights are protected, realtors' rights are protected, property owners in general. So we are anxiously awaiting to see what the next step is.
All right. That's Stacey Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, with the look at the housing bill and also the numbers. Brian Amon, 2025 GAR President. Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Brian. Be well. Stay cool. We'll talk in July.
Thank you, Tony. Chat then. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, and we get it the third Thursday of each month right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.